Better days. Yes, looking forward to that. It's Ryan Ellis, WWIB. I guess that's what Faith, Hope, and Love is all about, Jason Cairns. Looking forward to better days. Good morning.
Good morning.
There is a heaven, and this isn't it. There is a God, and it's not us, right?
Those both appear to be quite true, yes.
Yeah. That Better Days, it kind of reminds me. I'm trying to think. There was a Glenn Campbell song.
Rhinestone Cowboy?
Yes, that was a Glenn Campbell song. That wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Not the one you're thinking of. Okay.
And then, you know, there's more and more that's happening for me. And I'm finally kind of embracing being 60, and all of a sudden I got 61 staring me in my face in 2 months, you know?
Yep.
But there's more and more references you can make that just sound old. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I'm curious what ones come up for you.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Yesterday I said I was going to a funeral, and of course it was from Mark Reland, and just a wonderful man of God. I mean, every positive thing, wow. So, again, thoughts and prayers for his family. But it was regarded as a celebration of life, and sure. I understood the Christian explanation of that, is that he's stepped into eternal life. But, you know, that's a whole discussion in my household, as you know, because you know my wife. But it feels like if you say funeral, that's just, you're out of date, you know?
Yeah, I that one I hadn't heard. You know, I think I do hear a celebration of life a lot more often.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know what happened. I don't know who was manning the PR machine for Celebration of Life, but they've done a good job because it's everywhere.
So. Yeah, definitely that does show up. Definitely a more mundane example, but I was thinking, I read something just this week where somebody had asked their professor if they were allowed to quote an article from the late 1900s. And, and I was like, man, that does make a person feel old.
The other day, I tried to think, they said the Bucks had the best shooting percentage in the NBA this century. It meant the 21st century, you know, so.
Sure.
For a particular game against the Suns this week. So, just different examples. I mean, I went to that one, but there's just more and more. What it is a lot of times, like pop culture references, like you'll reference that and you'll go like, people are. We were, somehow it came up yesterday because we were talking about, and you'd be interested in this, things that are 40 this year. And as we covered that, I mean, Caleb mentioned an artist, Michelle, and I think he said Pillar, and I said, it was pronounced Pilar. But I remember playing her off of an album, and that was before Caleb was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes that sort of thing is quite stunning. You know, my friend Josh is 39. I'm glad to have friends across the age spectrum.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll reference something. In fact, Glenn Campbell is an example. There was a recent Clue Rhinestone Cowboy in a thing we were working on. He said, I've never heard of that before. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
I know.
We are different generationally.
I know. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. All right. Yep. Well, we were kind of trucking through. We were doing this Crab Fest. Yep. Because we love Jesus the most, but, I mean, we really love Larry Crabb.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to apologize for it. And so as we were journeying through his books from Connecting On, I've just kind of stopped at a different kind of happiness in that it was a 2016 book, and we both got to be endorsers for it. Yours is on the back cover. I made the inside. But, you know, as I've looked at it, Jason, it's too rich of a book to just deal with the seven questions. So I'm wanting to pause, and I'm just saying we're going to spend some time on this one. So.
Sure. Yeah. That sounds good.
Because he's got the prayer that, is always answered or something? And that's got to get your attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't remember. I don't have that written in here, and I don't have my copy sitting in front of me to give it the exact words to it.
We're not going
to.
Well, this is a tease, Jason. This is in the radio business.
All right. Yeah.
And Michael Medved was the best at giving a tease. What you want is when you're going to a commercial break. Can we talk inside baseball here? When you're going to a commercial break, which we're not doing right now, but anyhow, when you're going to a commercial break or at the end of your show or segment, you want to tease the listener, tease them to stay through the break or join you next time. So we're teasing, what is the prayer that's always answered? Well, join us Monday,
perfect.
Right?
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Always so much to talk about with you. The brain, I've got something in front of me called Brain Health Bingo that we'll have to... I'll bring it to breakfast tomorrow, okay?
That sounds good. Yeah, I'd love to hear what that's all about.
All right. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
Love you, too, talk to you.
Our buddy Jason Kanz here on WWIB. We're loving our Free Fuel Fridays, and it's another Free Fuel Friday today, the third of four, in fact. And we're paying back what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers, with a fuel receipt tallying $42. Our next winner is Lauren from Eleva. Lauren Mathewitz from Eleva.
You just got a free tank of gas. Courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Congratulations, Lauren. We'll be mailing you a check for $42. Thanks to Marquardt, and you could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We're paying back those painful gas receipts every Friday through next Friday, back to back. You know, for a long time, Andrew Peters' song that we just heard there, Be Kind to Yourself, kind of stood out. It was unique. I mean, there was not a song like that until 10th Avenue North came along. The incredibly talented Mike Donaghy and the new 10th Avenue North with Kind to Myself. And I got to say, a lot of times we're busy enough here behind the scenes that we don't really hear the lyrics so much. You're doing something else or talk, whatever. But boy, I had a chance to hear some of that, and man, it hit deep. It was good. Mike Donaghy, we got to check out those lyrics and maybe just revisit those a little bit in a short time. Real quick, there's the lyrics from some of that just really, wow. Great stuff from Mike Donaghy. Kind to Myself. It goes like this. I've tried to hate myself, thinking that's how things will change, but it never helps, piling up the blame. Fighting fire with fire, hurt with more hurt. Breaking my own heart makes everything worse. I gotta be kind to myself, because I can't change any way else. If the kindness of my Savior is how he changes me, then I can be kind to myself. It's good. So I encourage you, check it out, read the lyrics, listen to the song, get the music from 10th Avenue North, their new one, Kind to Myself. It may have been on before, I may have played it, but I heard it today. And wow, thank you, Lord, for that. That's where we talk about the ministry of WWIB, right? 24-7, 365, 366 in leap year. Going out north, south, east, and west, all over the world. I mean, heard in Moscow, and hopefully Putin's listening. On to the weather here. We just did the weather. On to other things. I've been moved today. The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we've got a bit of a surprise for you this morning in regard to the one thing most likely to derail your diet. It might not be what you think.
So, according to new research here, the thing that may be most likely to derail your diet is your family and your close friends.
Yeah, don't believe it. Test it. Go on a diet, lose a few pounds, talk about it, and then see what happens.
Chances are you'll find you're the recipient of fattening food gifts.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe your spouse may buy you a candy bar at the movies, or your coworker offer you cookies, or somebody will bring in a wonderful unbaked treat for somebody's birthday like happened around here yesterday.
What the research says is they aren't doing this to be mean or vindictive to try to trip you up. They probably aren't even conscious of it, but what they are doing is unwittingly sabotaging your weight loss success.
Yeah, Colleen Pierre, a registered dietitian, associate professor at Johns Hopkins University, says the problem can be defined in one word, change.
A diet creates big changes in anyone's life. These are changes welcomed by the dieter, but not so much by friends and family who aren't in that same mode of change, she says.
Be aware that diet sabotage is not done purposely or maliciously. It's unconscious, or so they say.
And here's the thing, though. I will say, again, when I was in that weight loss phase with Livia, again, 55 pounds lost in less than 3 months, my darling wife was an absolute angel because I was eating a little bit differently than the rest of the family too. Just, again, filling half the plate with vegetables and a lot more lean meats and things like that. And she stuck with me and helped me. And I think our whole family ended up eating healthier too, which is, I think, one of the benefits of working with Livia is that, hey, it can actually, rather than, you know, getting tripped up maybe by family and close friends, it can be like, well, let's do this together. Let's all get healthier together. And yeah, my wife was an absolute angel in helping me in that weight loss phase. Now, goodness, Alvo, I mean, well uh-huh. over a year now, I kept those 55 pounds off. And yeah, appreciate Livia. By the way, mention my name, Caleb, or WWIB, 8 weeks free at Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. It's personalized doctor recommended weight loss. They've got the GLP-1s, the medications, weight loss medications. You hear so much about the best prices on those. So yeah, but a word to the wise, watch out for family and close friends.
Yeah, I was thinking about you today. I think I saw another headline that talked about, you know, after the year of that diet, will it hold? Well, it has for you.
Yes. And again, Livia.com, L-I-V-E-A, Livia.com, or I'd say even better, stop right in the Livia Weight Control Center down by the Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire. What's your weight loss story going to be? You can do this. You can. It's a Friday morning. It's 7:46, 30 degrees, a little sunshine outside right now, and hopefully adding a little sunshine to your life as we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news and sports and politics and pop culture. We bring it to you in a condensed fashion because we know you're busy folk. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Research shows that we yearn for comfort food because we have fond memories of the people who first served it to us in childhood.
Yeah, I start to tear up the moment I even think about a cafeteria hairnet. Well, scientists now say that the keys to happiness include being charitable, working out,
and not living in Illinois.
Yeah, that's the big one.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz has been using his personal Gmail account for government communications.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton just sent him a friend request on LinkedIn with a message, "Welcome to the club." A study found that having too much of the good kind of cholesterol can lead to an early death.
Does this mean I can now say that I'm eating this cheeseburger only for medicinal purposes?
Seems legit.
In a recent move, DoorDash teamed with a finance company called Klarna that will allow you to finance your food delivery orders.
Because nothing says fiscally responsible like a 36-month payment plan for a burrito.
Dave Ramsey.
Researchers found that in homes where dishes are washed by hand, children were 40% less likely to develop allergies.
Making your kids wash dishes is just our little way of telling you how much we love you. Now, don't forget the roasting pan.
It's greasy.
And finally, a study found that your friends influence your weight.
For example, if you're trying to lower your appetite, just go out to dinner with someone who chews with his mouth open. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, it's also a free fuel Friday, and we are now paying back what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. Earlier, Alvo, is Lauren from Oliva won back $42, I believe.
That's right.
And let's do this again. This person has a fuel receipt tallying $38.39, and we're about to pay that back, courtesy of Marquardt. So, with a fuel receipt tallying $38.39, our next Free Fuel Friday's winner is Mae Peterson from Eau Claire.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Well, congratulations, Mae Peterson from Eau Claire. We'll be mailing you a check for $38.39. You don't have to do anything. We're just going to hook you up with that money thanks to Marquardt.
We love doing the WIB Wake Up Show, and the best of the week, we try to culminate some of the highlights. We don't have everything in here, but we boiled it down to less than 3 minutes. Here it is. The winner in our semifinal this morning between Ann Wilson's song, Sunday Sermons, and Mercy Me's Even If is Mercy Me.
Mercy Me wins and moves on. So Mercy Me against Jason Gray. What a battle that is going to be in the best possible way tomorrow at 7:15 a.m.
Have you heard about the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo coming up 1 week from Saturday, April 12th, at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls?
What? No, I did not.
Are you going to be
That's
around?
That's like a beautiful piece of news.
The puns are flying today. I just said, are you going to be around?
I'm just buzzing with excitement.
I know.
But I've got to tell you, as a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world for justice in Wisconsin. And we won!
On April 1st, 1966, the BBC broadcast a TV documentary on spaghetti growing in Italy.
Among the film's highlights, footage of Italian farmers picking market-ready spaghetti from spaghetti plants.
So to the BBC's astonishment, British viewers actually accepted the news that Italy's so-called pasta farmers had been able to fight off the spaghetti weevil which has been especially destructive recently.
I really want audio from that.
There's nothing like real homegrown spaghetti. The past winter, one of the mildest in living memory, has had its effect in other ways as well. It's resulted in an exceptionally heavy spaghetti crop. After picking, the spaghetti is laid out to dry in the warm alpine sun. Many people are often puzzled by the fact that spaghetti is produced at such uniform length. But this is the result of many years of patient endeavor by plant breeders who've succeeded in producing the perfect spaghetti.
Two great artists, Jason Gray has reached the finals. He's done well each and every year, never won it. Mercy Me's never won it. They came in as the one seed this year. And without further ado, the winner for 2025 is
Mercy Me. Congratulations.
There you go. Congratulations to Ryan and Mercy Me. First time they win our CCM Song Showdown, but the voting was split.
It was, yeah. So again, in the Whip Wake Up Show Facebook group, that's where Mercy Me carried the day. But it was a difference of opinion on the text line.
Yeah, Jason Gray won by three on the talk and text line, but it wasn't enough to overcome the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group voters. So there you go.
All right. So again, thank you for voting. Thank you for participating these last few weeks. It's been a lot of fun and looking forward to next year already. And well, we have another year with a new champion. We will see well played again. And just so appreciate your participation, not only in voting, but also in telling us why you chose the artists and songs you did. That really means a lot, too, to know that you're connecting with this music and that it's bringing gospel hope into your life.
There we go. The best of the week on WWIB.
Thank you, as always. Have a week flies by once again on the WIB Wake Up Show.